goes through the shmeitzah that we're learning, kemat paragraph by paragraph, in the comments. So we'll see, maybe. Hopefully. This sefer brings down a lot of the Chazon Ish. I also have a Chazon Ish with me. We're learning shmeitzah shiur. It's Thursday night, or le yud aleph iyor, I think. And we're in shmeitzah gimel perek vav. And in shmeitzah gimel perek vav, he's, you know, the shmeitzah insisted in the whole perikay there's no such thing as chazaka da hashta. And in shmeitzah gimel perek vav, he starts off bringing down a Tosfos Rid, who certainly holds that there is, to the largest possible degree, even Lakula. What?
Even as a Mishnah, that looks like him.
Even
the Mishnah, that looks like him. Mishnah,
well, there's Mishnahs all over that say Allah Shem Kishas Mitzioson. The Shemaitzah shows that it can't mean, you know, what it seems to mean. So Tosfos Rid, Sakasha, the different cases. At the end of the day, we're left dealing with four cases. We're left dealing with four cases. Or both say, consider these four cases. One case is you touched someone at 2 a.m. and in the morning he was dead. That's case one, and so we're going with the shita that kashas mitziyosan. You assume he was dead at 2 a.m. You say that same, and along those lines is the machat. You go lekula there. You see the machat. You know the machat was tummy at one point in time, and you see it now on a piece of kachem bread or truma bread or whatever. But you see it's rusty and it doesn't work anymore. The battery fell out or whatever, and it's not a good machat. So it's the tumor flies off. So now it's tor. So you say okay, probably, or the word probably is wrong. It's a chazaka. We say that when it landed on the bread, it also was chaluda, it also wasn't working. So there, we'll match up those two cases where you really are following chazaka dahashta, and the opposing two cases, and this is what the Tosfos Rid's problem is the case by Boigeres, by Kiddushin, by the father was Mekadosh on the morning and she was Mekadosh herself in the afternoon, and she's by Geras Lefaneinu, so we're going with Shmuel that says it's a Suffolk Kiddushin. We don't say that if we see her a Bogeras now, we say that she was a Bogeras at 10 a.m. And Nida, classic case of Nida, the Isha's Roy Adam, you know, you'd say Dayashaita Mikra Adin. So maybe we'll read the Tosfos Rid inside again. In the beginning of Perek Vav, he says, "Venira li," a couple of lines into Perek Vav, "Venira li shein zed doim elozev v'chulu dosum yisalit tzveika betum agufa, de be'idno denoga lo yadina nehavas tmeya tuma olo," we don't know if he was dead or alive, "vilke chamrin and kol atumas kashas mitziyosun, bein lahachim and bein lahokel, shrei gabi machat, shenim tis malaya chaluda, full of rust, or shvur, or it's broken, So it's not clear what he's saying. The Chazon Ish is in Chazon Ish Evan Ezer, Simon Pei. No. Yes, Simon Pei of Cotton Yud Aleph. Chazon Ish makes a very fine lumdashu distinction. I mean, he's explaining the Tosfos Rid, and he explains now why even it's true what the Tosfos Rid says. With the Shev Shmeitzah, he starts off with a shout out. Rishem Shmaitzer, Shmaitzer Gimel, Perek Vav, that's what we're learning. Hevi Bishon Toysus Rid, Dai Shas Mitzioson Me'ikar Adin, not a Chumra, not something you call a Chumra, Yechayshash for. There is a Chazok of the Hashtag, there is such a concept, very much so. It's Me'ikar Adin. The Odif Me'chazoka Kamaiso, when it applies, don't get excited, when it applies, it'll be stronger than the Chazkas Chai. But you found him dead now, and we're going with the Shita that you assume he was dead at 2 a.m. when he was touched. And obviously the Shita holds that it's stronger than the Chazkas Chai. Baba got the Nida Daya Shaita. Sha'ato Me'ikar Hadin, Hosum Hadom, because that's Daya Shaita Me'ikar Hadin. Me'ikar Adin, Beis Hillel is only a Chumra, but Abitum of a Kachim, but Me'ikar Adin, you go Basu Chazaka de Me'ikara. So he says, Hosom Hadom Hu de Matamila, in the Lashon of the Taisis Rid, Chaim by Geris, Kedushin of Ayan Test, the Nechlego Barab de Shmuel, the Simonim Talia Milsa, Venera Kavanosa, says the Chazanish. Ebenu Ezer, Simon Pei, Seif Yud Aleph, second paragraph. He says a very long deshechilik. Usually the Chazon Ish doesn't get so deep into something. I think. Okay, first, if you look it up, he first says something about Nida, but that throws you off track. Because he's saying, don't make a mistake in Nida. Nida, yeah. I'm skipping the first sentence because the first sentence is what you shouldn't think about Nida, Kamash Malon, but we don't know what to think at all, so it'll just get confusing. He says, listen to this, he says, Mikomogom lo timosoi ha-toira ela besiba hazos. She becomes tome when she sees dam. Now, by the way, when we see, we don't mean literally see. There's certainly mokom for the chashash that the dam was ne'ekar within the last, let's say, 24 hours. And when the dam leaves the womb, she becomes tamei. When we say sees, we don't mean when she sees the dam and she's seeing it now. Then there wouldn't be a question of chazoka. Then she saw it now, she's tamei now. When we say sees, it means the dam makes her any. There was ne'ekar min arechem.
From within.
But his, what?
From within.
Yeah. But his point is, and he says an amazing thing, Vafilu imtia al tchunas hanido ena tmeya. What does tchunas hanido mean? So I had to go around asking because it's Hebrew. Tchunas hanido. Chazanish doesn't usually use such words. Tchunas is an attribute, a condition. In other words, if you took her to a doctor's lab and he said, yep, she's an Ida, like she has slight temper. I'm giving things which are not really. No gaya, but I'm trying to understand what he's saying.
Well,
she's not a tummy because she's a nida. I think nida's a state. She's not a nida because of the state of nidus. And the state of nidus is tummy. The dam makes her tummy. The rear's dam. It'll explain. But it's not like if she had all the symptoms and she had a slight temperature and she had a slight headache. And
Hargasha.
Hargosha is a hargosha of dam. Tchunas nida, he says. What makes a tummy is not the tchunas nida, which according to the dictionary we looked up, and according to my son-in-law, the Israeli, the attribute of nida, the condition of nida, but it's the dam. V'chein bogeres. Here it's easier to dehair. It's not the maturity. A bogeres is not the maturity. It's the simonim. The simonim, it's something that happened to her, makes her a source of tumah. The dam is nekar, I'm using these words now. Something happened. Something happened to her, she saw dam, the dam was nekar. It's not that the dam was nekar as a siba, that she's a nida, and it's the state of nidus that is tumah. The big chiddush. It's the dam was nekar, and that makes her a source of tumah. I'm calling that something happened. The simonim came, a big chiddush. That makes her into a bogeres. It's not the state of bogeres makes is a bogeres, and the simonim bring about that state. So when you want to know if she was a bogeres, as the Chazon Ish, or if she was a nida, you're not asked, the question is not, what was she at 2 a.m.?
It's an observable
did something happen at 2 a.m.? Not what was she? Not she is now a nida. Was she a nida at 2? She is now a bulgaris. Was she a bulgaris? The words are not incorrect, but that's not precisely in Lomdus what you really want to know. Because it's not the tchunas. Let's finish up. Well, you're looking at inside. In the olden days, when people learned something like this, they thought about it for 2-3 days. They walked around with a headache, and they asked the shaila if they're potter from davening, because they're thinking about this the whole time.
So,
second seder by Rav Abba. When I started Rav Abba, there was no second seder. It was unthinkable to have second seder. We spent 5-6 hours chazering the shir that we heard that morning. No second seder. In the later years, this Katnu Hadoiris, and the guy started complaining, but second Seder was at night. At night we learned second Seder. The whole afternoon was devoted to walking back and forth, thinking about what he said. Says the Chazon Ish, and again I'm giving you my interpretation of the Chazon Ish even, because the word Tchuna is not a very Israeli word. It's not a Chazon Ish type word. So you're not... The precise question is not, was she a bogeris at 2 a.m.? Was she a nida at 2 a.m.? It's what happened now, maybe it happened at 2 a.m. Right? That's the question. Because the din of, let's say, that she's a bogeris and the father can't be mekadesh her, or the din that she's a source of tumah, she's a nida, is not based on Tchunas Nida or Vafilu Mtial Tchunas Bogeres. So, Bogeres, I find it easier to understand what he's coming La Afuke, because it's maturity. It's not, if you gave her a test and she was fully mature, physically even, she was physically, this is just a way of explaining it. She was physically mature and mentally mature and emotionally mature, and in every way she was mature, but she didn't have those simonim, she's not a Bogeres. Afilu im tial tchunas mogeres. See, it's hard to know what he means. Belia simonim. So I'm saying it means maturity. Even if lu yitzuya, you could pinpoint a maturity, she wouldn't be a mogeres without the simonim. Avul hames is not something happened to him. Something killed him. He's not a source of tumor because something killed him. He's dead. He's dead. It's the tchunas mes. He says, avul hames. Any tola besivus hamoves. We don't say he was stabbed in the heart with a knife, and that's why he's a source of tumor. By nida, the dam was nekar from the makor. That makes her a source of tumor. Not being a nida. If she would be a nida without the dam being nekar, she wouldn't be a nida. She would have tchunas nida. So again, just to be makarbal asechel, what he's talking about, I am giving on my own examples, like she's running a temperature, and she's in a bad mood, and she's snappy at her children, you know, that time of the month. But the dam wasn't nekar. Wait, no, you gotta finish. V'chein b'machat hashvura. It's not that something broke the machat. A machat shvura is tohar. The tchunas macha, what it is, not because of what happened to it. In these two cases, what's causing the din, says the Chazon Ish, in explanation of the Tosfos Rid, what's causing the din is what it is, and in those two, what's causing the din is what happened to it. Again, that's my words. I'm almost 100% sure that's what the Chazon Ish is saying. The Hilkach! Ah, now we get to the Hilkach. So what? Hames the Hamachat is called, you have a Chazoka Dahashta. It's Kishas Mitziyosan. You're seeing a broken Machat. you're seeing a tohar machat. So you're saying, okay, kol atumas kishas mitziyoson. We now see a broken machat. We now see a mace. We're going to say this mace was around at 2 o'clock. Or this machat was kacha at 2 o'clock. Avol hanido, af im nachsi keno lamafreyal tchunazu. Even if you say this woman's a nida. So you say she was a nida at 2 o'clock. 5 hours ago. Being a nida is nothing. So she was a nida 5 hours ago. He taira. So she's a nida, she's still taira. But tzorach lodun ala re'iyah. You're actually asking, did something happen at 2? You can't say if something happened now, so maybe it happened at 2 o'clock? You don't know. You can't create, again, it's my interpretation of the Chazon Ish's interpretation of the Tosfos Rit. Chazaka Dehashta can't allow you to say, oh, if something happened now, so we'll go backwards and say, well, it happened at 2 o'clock. You create a happening. Like Woodstock, what?
Mumer. Mumma.
Okay, like Mumer. Yeah, I'll accept that. I'll actually accept that. Below Shayach al Had. Below Shayach al Hadam Basimonim Lomar Shahoyu Lumafreya. Shalom Alehem Onudonin. We're not talking about these Simonim that we're seeing now. We're talking about if Simonim happened to her a few hours ago. We're talking about if Dam happened to her. So there's no, that's not called Kishas Mitziyoson. That's not a true Chazoka Dahashta. You wouldn't apply Chazoka Dahashta. That's the Chazon Ish.
I'm still having a problem because
Eben Ezer Simon Pei Seif Yud Aleph Paragraph 2.
Because with the mace and with the machat, you can still ask the same question you're asking with the nida and the bogeris. When did, in other words, yes, the person's dead now, but you can also ask the same question. Did something happen to him at 2 o'clock caused him to die?
We're not asking that question. We don't care about that. We're talking about the legal question. What causes the din? What causes the din is not when you see a bullet hole in his head. Uh-huh. You know, you're a police investigator. Did I just blow your cover?
I'm retired.
You see a bullet hole in his head. The halakhic question you're asking is not when did this bullet hole happen. That's
well, actually,
what the
you are.
Yeah, no, but that's the Chazanish's point. That's not the lumdisha question. That's not the Siba of the Tumah. Tumah's mace is because he's dead. Not because he got a shot with a bullet. So you're not clearing, did he get shot with a bullet at 2 o'clock? You're clearing, was Kishas Mitziyoson. This dead person, was he dead at 2? This Machat, was it this way at 2? Because it's the Tchun, it's what it is. So to say a chazaka dahashta, it's really, it does fit in. It is very much like the mumu. His point is, once you're talking about, it's such an interesting, I never came across, the first time in my life, I think I'm coming across a chazanish that talks this way. Like so, like Rav Shimon Dick. It's not the tchunas nida, it's seeing that. So really you're clearing, did she see Dam at 2? So you're not talking about this Dam, you don't know. So you're talking about, was there Dam at 2? You actually are talking about this Dam, because this is the Dam that you're afraid was Nekar Min HaRechem. But the point is, you're talking about like a happening. So you have no right to extrapolate from now that something happened at 2 o'clock. You could talk about if this was around at 2. That's what the Tosfos Rit is saying. But you can't talk about if something happened at 2, probably like you said, by the Mumer, you can't be Mechadish happening based on Chazaka Dahashta. So let's go right now on the Shmaitzer. Let's start with Venira Midivrei. Venira Midivrei Tosfos Rid. You have it, yeah. Venira Midivrei Tosfos Rid. Hachazaka the Gshat. What? The funny thing is that okay, what the Shmaitzer's purpose here is to say that the Tosfos Rid holds in such a thing as Chazaka the Hashto. The Tosfos Rid happens to do it in the context of making a very lundish chilik. Right, he examines four cases. In two of the cases, you're saying Chazaka the Hashton, in two of the cases, you're not. And the Tosfos Rid is mechalik between them, as we just said. But when it applies, you do say it. V'nira midivei Tosfos Rid, the ha-chazaka, the kishas mitziyoson, have chazaka gemura, bein lahakel, bein lahachmir. It means, v'nira kedivei Torah ha-shlomim, shekos of nami chazaka, the kishas mitziyoson, lahakel, Umei the makat nim shenitzus haluda. Omnom, however, now he's going to ask a kasha on the Tosfos Rid's chilek. Omnom lekavonas, but Chazanish is going to answer each one. No. He's going to explain each one's kasha. Because the kasha, we'll see, we'll learn with the Chazanish, we'll see. Omnam lekavonas Tosfos Rid, lo yiradnu b'meshe mechalek b'nida da omru dayashayta, u'benogu becha delayla omru kashas mitziyasa. Okay? U'mishum the nida habalei sofek maga, given the adoma metame boruhu, so the way the Chazanish interpreted the Tosfos Rid, this kasha isn't shver, because the point by nida is have a kasafik mago adam atumi baruhu benoga biyachad balayla kashu sofik toma gufa. Yeah. So he says he doesn't hear the chiluk so much. Vakasha. Here's his kasha now, and the Chazanish will explain the kasha. But let's try to learn it inside ourselves. Vakasha the bereish nida. Right? There's a machlekes Rabbi Yechonon and Cheskia about a box that they used in Tyrus in one corner of the room. Then they took it to another corner and they found the sheretz inside. I just found the sheretz. I opened the mailbox outside here and I found there was a sheretz inside. But it wasn't any fun because it was alive. I also have no idea if it was from the Shmoyne Shrotzim. Right, it's only Shmoyne Shrotzim that I'm a Tamei, but it looked like one of the Shmoyne Shrotzim.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm happy I got to that box before someone else did. Okay. Because of the Bereshni, the Gabish Kupash and the Stamshuba Tyrus Bazavizu, and now you took it to a different corner of the room, a different Makom, and they found the Sheretz inside. Gabi Kupash and the Stamshuba Tyrus Bazavizu, and then the Sheretz Bazavizacheris. The Tyrus Harishonos, the Tyrus that were in the box, Atame Rabbi Yechon holds, were afraid. The sheretz was there in the time it was in the first corner of the room. And Cheskia says, "Ein machzik entumim imokum lamakom." The Gemara asks Rabbi Yochanan from the Mishnah about Noga Becha Balayla, and in the morning you found the mace. Chachomim ametame kos kol atumos kishas mitziyoson. Right? Uvamakom mitziyoson. It's only if you found them in the same place, but if you found them in a different place, so then you say ein machzikim tumo b'makom l'makom. So that's a kasha on Cheskia. Let's go back to the Shmaitzer. The kasha of Bereishit the Gabi Kupach and Shamshi bo Tyrus the Zovazu and into Sheres the Zovas Acheres the Tyrus or Yishoinos Tameos. And it asks it for a kasha. If you say, "Ein machzikin tumo mimakom lamakom," right? Because you say, "Hello, Yes. I cannot talk to you now. Who are you? What's your name? Okay. Oh. Surely, after 10 p.m. Yeah. Fantastic. So talk to you then. Bye-bye. I'm nice to strangers. So, the Gemara says, if you go with Rabbanu, that call out Tumas Kishas Mitziyoson, but that's only if he wasn't moved. But if he was found dead in a different place than he was when you touched him, I know that means he was alive. No, someone could have moved him. So, Ein Machzik and Tumim Mimokum Mimokum. Medam Elo B'Shah Shom Lahay Denoga Becha B'Lay Lo Vayim Shom. V'Harei, now, that means the Gemara asks that as a kasha. The Gemara asks it as a kasha. What's the kasha? And Rabbi Yechon, that Ein Machzik and Tumim Mimokum Mimokum. No, you should say kol atumas kashas mitziyoson anyway, even mimakom mimakom. You should say kol atumas kashas mitziyoson for a kupa sofek magor dasheretz hametami borer. Ubedami lo lahaydenoga bechad belayla dosu mishal et sveika betuma gufa. Now we go to the trusty Chazon Ish.
Just to make the
dinyan,
have a kasha,
like
the
dinyan
means that
you
can't make the
food. Tzarechia, my kasha, the see the Chazon Ish. So what's the Shmaitzer's kasha? So, oh, wait. So basically, let's see if it works. Let's see if this is a kasha according to the way the Chazon Ish understands the Tosfos Rid. The Gemara talks about Noga Becha B'Layla, but there the Gemara is saying that you say Ein Machzikim Tumim Mokum Mokum. Understand what he wants. That's the Chazon Ish's kasha. Umay kasha lei. A porik minoga bechad belayla the Torah motzo meis b'mokum acher. The Gemara is asking the stira about machzik and tumah mimokum l'mokum. B'machat shvura.
Two different types of cases that the Chazon Ish makes.
Well, what?
So how come you got the mass of kasha? Comparing those two cases, it's different. Not domain.
Yeah, but we're only being madama the idea of ein machzik and tumah mimakom mimakom. Well, by the mace we would say kol atumas kashas mitziyoson. We would be in the same makom. By the sheretz, what? What's the sheretz like? Like the nida and the bagrus?
But the difference between those two cases...
The sheretz in the box? The sheretz in the box.
A kupa suffered mad, the sheretz in the bottom. The more than down, the height of the time of the house, the sheretz is taken to the roof. No, because of it, there's two different things. You can't accomplish it.
I want to use the Shiva's frame of. I want to use the Chazon Ish's frame of reference. So, Madame Lo Shas Shom Lain Rech Becha Belaylo, Rei Kupa Sofik Mago, the Sheretz Hamatame Borer, and you want to know when did the Sheretz come into the box? But it's, okay, so over there you want to know when did the Sheretz come into the box. So that's not going to, Chazaka Dash is not going to help you. Can't say Chazaka Dash. But here, Decha Belayla, right, but here we say it, because here it's inherent in the person. It's mace. And again, I'll call it, so the Gemara of Tzushtel to ask Kasha from the din of Machzikinus and Mimakum Lamakum. Im Kern auf Kochel zu Achleimer, kann man sich kurz vor Teus und Reich Nieder, dach der Kupel, doch in Achten und Ogadach der Weile, schnee meine Mel und Chöme zu mir bekotschen, kein Beerben, poor Echashas, der Meir, der Meir, der Seuwe Beer, betrumme, wenn nicht mehr, so noch ein Chashecha. And you don't know if you made it or not. There is a Chamor Gamol, because you can walk 4,000 amas, but every inch you take in one direction, cuts you off in the other direction. Ubenoga Becha Belaylo, so the Meir, the Tohar, Mashma lachacham the sovi becha the chabalayla kishas mitziyoson. They have nami many kishas mitziyoson. They have got that very heavily. So big maga. Yeah. Well, the pergimel the tyrus. We'll stop here.
Mission about the readers.